at the end. As a reminder to anyone joining us in person today, please feel free to review the sheet that you may have picked up on your way in. It just has a couple of details about communion if this is your first time visiting us. There's a nice letter M on the floor where you remove your mask and consume your host, and then you put your mask back on before leaving. So just review those if you're new to that process. Also, at the end of Mass, you're welcome to take that paper with you. If you don't want to take it with you, you can discard it in the bin near the door. As a reminder, anyone bringing an offering today, please place that in the marked containers on your way out. Today we celebrate the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. It's wonderful to have all of you joining us in person as well as online and from all over the United States. We do have a confirmation today. It's very exciting. I'm sure you'll hear about that as we progress through Mass. We will begin today's celebration with one of our favorites, Gather Us In.
Jesus and the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit, be with you.
And with your spirit.
What a blessing we have that we can gather on this day. That's better. And so we can celebrate not only our ordinary Sunday, every Sunday is extraordinary, but also the confirmation today of Eliakim. Because of the pandemic, our confirmation students weren't able to be confirmed as a class by the bishop, and so they got stuck with me. But it's actually a blessing that Eliakim and this community can celebrate the presence of the Holy Spirit in his life. So let's turn to the Lord today and ask that we can all be filled with that Holy Spirit, that spirit of grace and peace, that spirit of consolation and mercy. Lord Jesus, you healed the sick. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you forgave sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you gave us yourself to heal us and bring us strength. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
To God in the highest, glory, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of the will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Glory, glory to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of goodwill. For you, O Lord of the Holy to God in the highest. Glory, glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace to people of the will. Amen.
And let us pray that that Holy Spirit of God will fill our minds and hearts today. Let us pray that the words and example of Jesus will show us life. And let us pray that God's love will sustain us even in these difficult times. Grant, Almighty and merciful God, that the Holy Spirit, coming near and dwelling graciously within us, may make of us a perfect temple of divine glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. There is no God besides you who have the care of all, that you need show you have not unjustly condemned. For your might is the source of justice. Your mastery over all things makes you lenient to all. For you show your might when the perfection of your power is disbelieved. And in those who you know, you rebuke temerity. But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency. And with much lenience, you govern us. For power, whenever you will, attends you. And you taught your people by these deeds that those who are just must be kind. And you gave your children good ground for hope, that you would permit repentance for their sins. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how we pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the spirits, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowd, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in the field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crops grew and bore fruit, weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the household came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' The slaves said to him, 'Will you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow up together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvester, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in the field. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when fully grown, the largest of plants. It becomes a large, and birds from the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast. And a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what has been said through the prophets. I would open my mouth in parables, and I will announce what has been laid hidden from the foundation of the world. Then dismissing the crowd, he went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said to them in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seeds are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one. An enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of age. The harvesters are angels. Then as wheats are collected and burned in the fire, so should be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of the kingdom, pick them out of the kingdom, all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. Then he will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there'll be wailing and grinding of teeth. And the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever have ears, ought to hear." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Story by Elie Wiesel. Whenever some misfortune would threaten the Jewish people, the great rabbi Baal Shem Tov would go to a special place in the woods, light the sacred fire, say the prayer, and a miracle would occur. And the catastrophe would be avoided. Years later, his disciple, also at a time when the people were threatened, went to the sacred place in the wood. And he said this prayer. He said, "Dear Master of the Universe, I am here because our people are threatened. But I have forgotten how to light the sacred fire. I will say the prayer, and I hope that will be sufficient." And it was sufficient. And the catastrophe was avoided. And the people were saved. The disciple of that disciple also had an experience of the people under threat, and he went to the wood and he said, "Master of the Universe, I have not only forgotten how to light the sacred fire, I have even forgotten the prayer. But I am here in this special place. I hope that is sufficient." And it was sufficient. And the miracle happened. And the people were saved. And finally, in the next generation, Rabbi Israel, when the people were threatened, sat in his chair, put his head in his hands, and bemoaned the fact, "Dear Lord, I don't know how to light the sacred fire. I have forgotten the prayer, and I don't even know where the special place in the woods is. But I can tell the story, and I hope that is sufficient." And it was sufficient. And the people were saved. Elie Wiesel concludes, "God created humanity because God loves stories. Jesus certainly loved stories, loved telling these stories with punch, these parables. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who went out and sowed some good seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which someone took and planted in the ground. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and mixed into 3 measures of flour. Stories, then. Stories are important to Jesus. Well, let's think about that. What are stories? Those of us of a certain age, that's a euphemism for being old. Those of us of a certain age will remember the show Dragnet. And whenever the Sergeant Friday was going to interview a witness, he would say some variation of, "Just the facts, ma'am." Right? The idea was if he had the facts, he'd be able to solve the crime. But the facts don't tell the whole story. I mean, just imagine if Jesus just taught the facts. Heaven, noun, derived from the German Himmel. 1, the abode of God and the angels and all of those blessed souls situated somewhere beyond the sky. 2, that condition, that experience of supreme bliss. 3, nirvana, utopia, Eden, the blessed place, the hereafter. The facts, that definition would tell us what heaven is all about, but it doesn't grab you. It doesn't make any demands on you. It doesn't do anything to connect with your life. And that's what stories do. Stories connect. Stories make us sit up and take notice. This is important, I think, because as we're celebrating today the Feast of Confirmation for Elikin, we are, in fact, becoming part of a story. As Elikin comes up and asks that the Holy Spirit give him the strength that he needs to live a good and godly life, he's doing so because it's important to the story of his life. Now, he and his classmates have been studying. They've learned about the creeds, and they learned about the practices, and they learned about the customs, and they learned about the catechism. What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? What do we mean when we say Trinity? How many sacraments are there? I know. Send me in, coach. Well, those are just the facts. And they are external. They don't really have much to do with me. They're somebody else's answers. But confirmation is about my answer, my life, my individuality, my personality. It's about how God connects with who I am. And that's why we need to tell stories, because otherwise we imagine that our faith, our religion is somehow or other solving this, that, or the other problem, when actually it's an invitation to throw ourselves into the great ocean of mystery. I mean, if all we do is imagine that we're supposed to solve problems, then we are confronted with various aspects of our life. You know, we got to wonder, well, if God is all powerful, how come there's good and evil in the world? If we live in God's world, how come the rich get rich and the poor get poorer? Why do I have to work so hard to keep a godly life? Answering those questions is not what Jesus does. In fact, Jesus basically says that we can't answer those out of a catechism. We have to look beyond and see the mystery. Yeah, just look at the weeds and the wheat. They all sort themselves out at the end. Look at that little seed. It becomes a big tree. If you've ever baked bread, you put that little ball of dough there and you come back in a couple hours and it's big. So what Jesus does is he looks at the ordinary stuff of life and he finds in there that the story of God is woven into it. How many people have looked at all those ordinary things and not seen what Jesus has seen, the divine spark? So that's really what we are doing on this day when we celebrate confirmation. We're saying, how do we take our story and weave it into the story of God? Because we are not a problem to be solved. Well, we might have problems, but we are a mystery woven into God's mystery. So yes, look at the weeds, at the trees, at the bread. Look at the sky above. Look at the family God has given us. Look at this home that we call Earth, and tell stories. Talk about it. Because ultimately what God wants in the end, what God loves, the story God appreciates, is our story. Amen. So let's ask that Elikim and his sponsor come forward so that we can celebrate their story before God.
Church, the apostles who had received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost in fulfillment of the Lord's promise had power to complete the work of baptism by the giving of the Holy Spirit, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles. When St. Paul laid his hands on people who had been baptized, the Holy Spirit came upon them. They spoke in tongues and prophesied. We know by faith that the Spirit, through whom the love of God has been poured into our hearts and through whom we are gathered in unity of faith and in diversity of callings, is received by us and is working invisibly to make the church holy and one. Church, the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we are going to bestow upon Elikim today, will be a spiritual seal by which he will be conformed to Christ and will be made more fully a member of the church. For Christ himself, anointed with the Spirit in the baptism he received from John, was sent forth for the work of his ministry to pour out on the earth the fire of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Elikim, you have already been baptized and will now receive the power of the Spirit and be signed with the cross on your head. You also must bear witness to his passion and resurrection before the world, so that your manner of life, as the apostle says, may be in every place the pleasing fragrance of Christ, his mystical body, which is the church, the people of God, and receives from him diverse graces, which the same Holy Spirit distributes to individuals for the building up of that body in unity and love. being living members of the church now, and under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, seek to serve all the people like Christ who came not to be served, but to serve. And now I ask that all of us could please stand and call to mind our own faith, the faith of our own baptism, which our godparents and parents profess for us, and ask Eliakim today to renew his baptismal promises. So do you reject Satan and all his works and empty promises?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of Mary, suffered death and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who today, through the sacrament of confirmation, is given to you in a special way, just as he was given to the apostles on the day of Pentecost?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So let's all extend our hands in blessing, then ask that God, that Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit, descend upon Eliakim today. Heavenly Father, this your beloved Son, born again to eternal life in baptism, will receive the Holy Spirit today. Confirm him with abundant gifts, and through this holy anointing, conform him more fully to Christ your Son. Almighty God, you brought this your servant to new birth by water and the Holy Spirit. Free him from sin. Send upon him, O Lord, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Give him the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and fortitude, the spirit of knowledge and piety. Fill him with the spirit of the fear of the Lord. We ask all these things in the holy name of Jesus, who is our Lord and lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Eliakim, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you.
And as a people of faith, let us turn and offer to the Lord our prayers and petitions with hope and with confidence.
For the church, that we may reveal God's mercy in the way that we come to the assistance of those whom society chooses to overlook. The hungry, the homeless, the imprisoned, the refugee. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For political leaders, that God's goodness and mercy may be a model for them as they exercise their responsibilities. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are accused of criminal behavior, that they may be judged with clemency and allowed repentance for their transgressions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer in the heat of the summer, especially the elderly, young children, and those who have difficult medical conditions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may find comfort in God's extravagant mercy when we repent of our sins. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Bob Albert, that he quickly recover from a stroke. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Carmen Bertucci, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all of the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all our prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all God's holy church.
Receive in your mercy, O Lord, the prayers of your servants, and grant that, being conformed more perfectly to your Son, we may grow steadily in bearing witness to him, as we share in the memorial of his redemption, by which he gained for us your Holy Spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For you bestow gifts suited to every season and guide the governing of your church in wonderful ways. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you come unfailingly to our aid, so that with a heart always subject to you, we may never fail to seek your help in time of trouble, nor cease to give you thanks in time of joy. And so in the company of the choirs of heaven, in the name of Christ, we praise you, and with joy we proclaim. The fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. And remember your servants, whom you were pleased to confirm today by bestowing upon him the Holy Spirit, and keeping him always in your grace. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband Saint Joseph, the blessed Apostle Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And we give each other the wave of peace.
Of God, you take away the sins of
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
For the Zoom participants, we will read the prayer of spiritual communion.
I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Amen.
Seeking hope and new direction. seeking clarity of vision. Come and find truth. Take and eat this bread, this is my body. Take and drink this, take and drink this cup. When you do this in remembrance of me.
Let us pray. Accompany with your blessings from this day forward, O Lord, those who have been anointed with the Holy Spirit and nourished with the sacrament of your Son, so that with all trials overcome, he may gladden your church by his holiness, and through his work and charity foster growth in the world. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just a reminder that at 12:15 today, we'll have our ongoing discussion on race and the church. How do we respond to this great sin that infects our world? That's at 12:15 on the Zoom. So let's have a final special blessing for Elikim. So Elikim, could you come forward? So we all extend our hands in blessing. We ask Almighty God, bless Elikim, whom you have made an adopted son, reborn in spirit in the Holy Spirit, born in water in the Holy Spirit. May he keep you worthy of fatherly love, and let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
May God's only begotten Son, who promised the Spirit of truth would abide in his church, bless you, confirm you with divine power in the confession of true faith. And let the church say,
Amen.
And may the Holy Spirit, who kindles the fire of charity in the hearts of his disciples,
bless you, and lead you to a blameless life, and gathered as one into the joy of the kingdom of God, and let the church say,
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you. And may Almighty God bless all of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go in peace and live the gospel.
Thanks be to God.
Each day.